Okay, so hello everybody, welcome to another episode. I just heard about this, and again, on my, like, you know, shit you look at before you go to work, and then it's like, well, man, I gotta talk about this, but I got this raw fire, and I can't wait until I get back home. I got you right now. So, apparently in the Juicy Smoulier case, because it's always hilarious to mock his name, because he deserves it. He deserves it. Or the Jesse Smollett, if you want to know. But Juicy Smoulier apparently has been going through some crazy shit. It's been getting worse and worse in terms of just overall how certain people are looking towards this nigga in terms of how to handle what the fuck is going on. But I would say some of the more egregious things is coming from people who essentially are just so fucking delusional that they don't really understand that. I personally believe that punishment should fit the crime. And what he did, yes, was a goddamn crime. The man committed essentially a false police report and, like, just doing a whole bunch of dumb shit if you didn't know. But generally, he fucking tried to, I would say, if you think about the severity of what he did and how light he got off, because he got off pretty fucking light. He instigated a hate crime, right, that was supposedly done to him, but never happened, which realistically is a waste of police resources and just effort on so much shit that could have been used or put elsewhere, but instead looking for motherfuckers that do not exist in order to appease him. So this is something that generally one would look at it and be like, oh yeah, this guy is fucking crazy. So I generally, like, think that, like, yeah, what he did was appalling. It was really appalling as far as I'm concerned, because just that alone is something that's like, it, like, dude, seriously? And when you look at the overall context of what the country was going through at that time, with that being something that a lot of people were up in arms about and leading to so much of people supporting him, and even in his claim of his report that they had MAGA hats on and shit like that, it's like all of that was done. Like, that was a calculated move on his part. It was calculated poorly and really, really fucking stupid, but calculated nonetheless. He knew what he was doing and he did it because he assumed it was going to do so well for his career. I do not understand how the two correlate, but I get that in terms of Hollywood, yes, everyone backing him and then being like, we gotta support him, justice for Juicy. That shit, yeah, that totally was gonna work in his favor in the long run, as well as just have him cry out to be a victim all his life, and which I'm pretty sure he would have adored. Oh man, I'm the victim everywhere I go. That's what I'm talking about. So having that be essentially his end game, and then it getting broken up from the get-go that, motherfucker, you lying, and it all coming to light and so many people understanding that this motherfucker lying, and it just not even be something where it's like, oh, some people believe him, some people don't. It's like, no, he straight up lied. We have proof he lied. We know he lied. All of that. And so with it being such a laughing matter of like, this is really fucking stupid. And it's like, and then for what? So you could just keep doing a show or get paid a little more? Because I believe like he knew, like, he was on his way out from Empire. Like, they was about to fire his ass or something. Something like that. You know, drastic measures needed to be taken. This is an affirmative action hire. So, I find that hilarious. But
That being the case, that is something that's like, I think is like, yeah, he got too lenient. Because like a lot of people say, 5 months. He's going to spend 5 months in Cook County Jail. Also, I keep laughing about this. I'm from Cook County. I was born in Cook County Hospital, so I'm from Chicago. So them being like, he going to Cook County Jail just had me cracking up laughing. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, he going to get fucked up. But then they stipulated exactly what they're doing with him being in the jail. And it was like, oh, what are you bitching about? Like, they legit are keeping him in the cell by himself. They're keeping him away from people. He's going to be doing things on his own. He literally is in solitary confinement. Well, not in solitary confinement, but he's in just an isolated jail that's just not in his house where he could be comfortable. Because how dare he be comfortable when he made people go through so much bullshit and then continuously chooses to stand on said bullshit rather than admit that he's guilty. Because you can't admit that you're guilty when you're a victim, because then you're not a victim all your life. Which he can most definitely do before, like, after his sentencing, telling them, oh, I'll never want to harm myself, so if anything happens to me, you know what happened. It's like, nigga, what? Oh my goodness. Oh man, like that is just beyond funny of reproach, if you ask me. But the guy's a moron, right? It was like, your talent is acting and being girl, apparently. Because talent unto itself at this point for him. But it for damn sure ain't creating up a goddamn good story or nothing like that. Because if it was, your ass wouldn't have been in that fucking Alien movie. Shit. All right, I need to stop. But yeah, this is right up there with just fucking idiotic after idiotic things that anyone could have possibly done under the moniker of anything in terms of like, oh, black people this, black people that. So fuck that guy on that aspect. What's appalling right now? Well, what's even more terrible about this, and one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this, because I don't talk about shit like this, but why I wanted to talk about this was because of essentially Taraji, stupid ass, opening her mouth, as well as any other fucking celebrity that decides to support him in this bullshit endeavor. And the fucking one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, who generally believes that he needs to be freed. Now going with if anything you didn't know about Taraji, and hopefully I don't fuck up and not get to it, but Taraji compared his situation to Emmett Till. And if you don't know what that is, I highly urge you to look that up, as that is one of the more terrible cases of anything that could ever happen to anyone, in American history. And it's a shameful situation that went down. That's just it's heartbreaking to anyone that grew up learning about that, and then understanding exactly the precedent that you stood in terms of where your people come from or how they were treated leading up to today, you know, current standards and shit like that. And it's like, just to get on a deeper moment, like I remember going to school and then learning about the Emmett Till case, and it being something that kind of like shook me, you know, because it's like, Jesus Christ, like how could they do something to a boy for nothing, you know? And it was like, just, I seen, like, you know, the pictures of his body and everything like that, like all of that. So that is something that is like, that's just a stain on our, like, to me, is a stain on our history, along with all of just the horrors that went through civil rights as well as just slavery in general. So Taraji's stupid ass decided that we can compare what happened to Emmett Till to Jesse's stupid ass. And that's disgusting. That is beyond fucking disgusting, because of how beyond goddamn stupid he was in doing something. Now, she is someone that I remember during the case, when after the attack happened, people questioned and asked her if she spoke to him and shit like that. And she was like, yeah, she talked to him on the phone and whatnot. And it was like, yo, at no point in time you tell your boy, like, hey, come clean. Your dumbass don't even, like, what the fuck you did didn't make any goddamn sense. Say it's a prank or it was a joke, something. Hurry up, because otherwise this shit gonna blow out of proportion. And lo and behold, it did, because he's stupid. So I remember her backing his ass back when the shit first got announced. And, you know, she was all on his team while everyone else was skeptically looking at him like, the fuck is wrong with you? Because let's not forget, this nigga decided to go on tour doing these whack-ass concerts because, much like the other dude from Empire, they thought just because it was on their show where they had to sing, that meant that they themselves were category A-list singers and some shit. But he was doing his little concerts, or what, you know, what he would have to consider a concert. And he was like telling people, I'm still strong, I'm still standing tall, I thank y'all for support, I love you all, we will get through this, how racism, blah blah blah, MAGA this, how could Trump let that happen, blah blah blah, bullshit, right? Utter bullshit coming out of his mouth, like, thinking back on it. But the fact that Taraji, and it was like, yeah, I get it, you know the nigga, you know, and it was like, you were with him in Empire for I don't know how many fucking years. And that's a whatever show that just really appealed to black people. I mean, I guarantee you, like, given another couple of years, and they're going to show episodes of it on BET, because Fox ain't going to want it. I mean, that's what they did with everything else that people don't want, that essentially is supposed to be catered to black people, that just don't hit. Cleveland Show, that's on BET. And as much as Seth MacFarlane will tell you, like, black people just didn't like Cleveland Show. Now it's on BET. People can't get enough of it. I don't know. Maybe Cleveland Show was just written better than current Family Guy. I don't know. It was like a few good Cleveland Show episodes. Their best one was the parody of Die Hard. That is my favorite Cleveland Show episode. That is the best Cleveland Show episode. After that is the Santa Claus, is the Christmas one, where Cleveland is a black Santa and he tells Rollo that his dad is a bum. But other than that, let's go back, Daniel. You're on a goddamn tangent, boy. Boy, you're tripping. They don't know what you're talking about, boy. Boy, stop, boy. What are you talking about, boy? But again, the Taraji thing I find most appalling, as it is most stupid. To compare a situation with Emmett Till, when Emmett Till didn't do anything wrong, he didn't lie, and then was murdered because of it. The man was accused of a sexual assault allegation and then was fucking lynched. He was beaten brutally before he was fucking lynched. Jesse Smollett lied about a hate crime happening to him, used it to further his career, as well as go around preaching and sending out propaganda that the people who are responsible for the hate crime, which is himself, need to be accosted, arrested, and punished to the full extent of the law. Let us not forget, those are things that this motherfucker said, right? So, to even believe that, oh, he should not be in jail, like, I believe, like, she had an Instagram post that was like, I'm not gonna debate the situation. It was like, bitch, immediately when someone say shit like that, and it was like, yeah, you, like, yo, you a cool friend. You know, and it was like, good for you. You a good friend, but shut the fuck up. Like, that's just one of the things was like, yo, you could be a better friend, but just shutting the fuck up. And it's like, just shut the fuck up. When he get out, yo, let him know you got a loaf of bread and a stick of butter for his ass or something. But, yo, shut the fuck up right now. And it's like, I'm not going to debate what he did, or like what happened, who's guilty and not guilty. I ain't going to debate that. Like, shut the fuck up. But I don't believe that the punishment is fitting the crime. You know, it is like, he shouldn't be in jail. He should be at home and under house arrest, because we already know his ass ain't gonna be acting no more. And it was like, even she know that. Oh, he ain't gonna be fucking acting no more. So, like, he's done from Hollywood and whatnot, not after this shit. But I guarantee you some motherfuckers might give him a shot. Hell, he could turn his career around like fucking, what's her name, Lindsay Lohan did, and just basically be on the comedic sense. But he a victim all his life, so he ain't gonna want to do that. You know, but he should, but he's not gonna want to. Because Lord knows a lot of off-brand comedies would have his ass to be in their little whack-ass movies. Oh, the Jesse, what's his name? The Aaron Stelzer and some Feinberg, the motherfuckers that stole Scary Movie from the Wayans brothers. Oh, they would love to have him on their shit. But, but it was like, you know, like, it was like, so as an artist, since he's not going to be able to use his craft anymore, that's punishment enough. And it's like, that don't make any fucking sense. Not at all. And it's like, the nigga committed a crime. That's what he did. He committed a non-factual hate crime at that. The nigga, just no matter what, he a piece of shit. They're like, just at the end of the day, he's a piece of shit because he was trying to coin in and cash out in some shit that essentially was just at a point in time where it was like, nigga, seriously? Like, you know what's going on in the country. And then it was like, but you was like, I'm about to strike it rich. Motherfuckers gonna respect my ass. So, and it's like, no, his punishment is that he's going to jail, because that is a jail thing. That is what you go to jail for. Hate crimes are shit you go to jail for. That's why it's called a crime. And then he purposefully made a false hate crime. You can go to jail for making a false police report. So he did that. These are things that he did, which is why he's being punished. But what's even crazier is that if you look up what actually it counts for the punishment for doing said crimes, this nigga got off super fucking light. And again, it's something that's like, only because you're a fucking celebrity would shit like this happen. And it's like, the celebrities who seeing this shit don't understand that concept. Like, you're not getting that's what's happening to this nigga. And it's like, he's only gonna spend 5 fucking months in jail. And he's not gonna be there for a long time. He's getting special perforated treatment because he's a high profile person going to jail. And the reason he's going to Cook County Jail is because this dumbass decided to to have this shit happen in Chicago, of all places. Oh, you could have been in Alabama doing a concert or something. Jesus Christ, you fucking idiot. So, her being like, the punishment to fit the crime, he should be at home just going, oh, woe is me, woe is me. Uber Eats again. No. Bullshit. And then, like, the family want him to, like, then, like, people want him to get out of jail, so they're using any means that they possibly can to get his ass out. And it's like, oh, this motherfucker, they was like, he might catch COVID. And it's like, hey, that worked for Tekashi. And ain't gonna let that shit happen for anybody else. His ass definitely should have stayed in jail. But, oh, man, y'all know who's gonna get him. And he isn't, like, juicy. But still, goddamn. Oh, man. But, you know, and it's like, oh, he should be at home, just sulling, being in self-pity. It's like, no, he committed crimes, and then he refuses to take accountability for it because he's a victim all his life. He refuses to take accountability for it, and so because of that, he deserves exactly what he got. And if anything, he should be lucky he got that. Do your sentence, get out, and then sit your ass down. That's it. That's all I can say, because, motherfucker, you did something bad. You did something real bad, and you got caught, and you're being punished for it. You didn't think it was gonna be that way, and the reason that you're blowing shit out of proportion is because, of course, you're going to jail. You are a goddamn actor who fucking has to pretend or knows or facilitates this goddamn ideology of blackness and shit like that. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty of it, motherfuckers like that can't take shit. There's like, nigga, you've been acting since you was young, and all you know are stories of shit. So you don't know what's real. So the idea of going to jail, of course, scares the fuck out of you. The idea of going to jail and then basically trying to make sure that you do anything you can to not stay in jail, of course, scares the fuck out of you. People telling you that essentially you're going to get special treatment when you're in jail because nobody wants nothing to happen to you. Your ass just getting punished because you're a fucking dumbass. And it's like, ah, ah, All I know are the rape stories. Booty warrior coming for me. You know how pretty I am? I am famous, damn it. And it's like, yeah, so you scared. You scared like a motherfucker. I get that. You have no other choice but to be. And that's okay. That's perfectly okay, dude. I get it. But you are not, like, that does not mean that your ass get to let free. And then that's another thing. Like, his ass gonna speed her the whole fucking 5 months. Seriously? You know for a fact they're gonna get this nigga out on a technicality for whatever fucking reason. Just like Tekashi. Who also needs to be in jail. But just like Tekashi, punk ass. They gonna get his ass on a technicality. He is not gonna be there for the entirety of his sentencing. Yeah, well, I don't know why I clipped my words there. But what's even fucking dumber is that the Black Lives Matter fucking leader, stupid ass, decided that also she Wayne, like a co-founder, who basically is a fucking con artist, because asked, like, if you ever have the chance of talking to anyone who did anything or supported Black Lives Matter, ask them, hey, where did that money go that everyone donated to them? And then look up the mansions that they bought and then go, so what'd they do with the money? And I was like, how, like, you're a co-founder who apparently retired from being in Black Lives Matter. If I'm not mistaken, black people still suffering. So the fuck you retiring from? Yeah, the fuck? Like, but oh no, that's cause it wasn't really about that. It about something else. We about something else. We about us. us and all that we want. Oh man. So like having a dumbass like that, essentially, a major con artist who also gained a profit from fucking around with certain people's heartstrings in terms of how they deal with community crazy shit. Yeah. Her being like, he needs to get free, y'all. I saw Jesse. I talked with him, and the situation of where he at is just appalling. It was like, how do you think people in jail are supposed to be treated? You're in jail. And again, he did this shit in Chicago, so this is why him being in Cook County jail is funny. You didn't have to be here. I bet you if they send him to the rich people federal prison, he wouldn't be complaining to nothing. But they didn't send him to rich people federal prison because Chicago wanted a piece of that ass because of what the fuck he did. And they wanted to scare him. And what's crazy is that the shit worked. It worked too well because he's a dumbass. And again, he don't want to go to jail because he a victim all his life. So, Taraji's stupid. Black Lives Matter bitch is stupid. Everyone else that supports this nigga is stupid. Anyone who believes that he needs to be free is stupid. This is just really fucking stupid. And honestly, God, I hope his career never, like, I hope he never gets a job doing anything. I hope people make fun of him for the rest of his days. And the fact that his last name is now synonymous with faking a hate crime now in slang terms, which is hilarious. Hey, you know, you up there with Benedict Arnold, man. Like, you are so good at being stupid or being a jackass that America has decided to use your name to represent something. Man, again, that's something that, like, Benedict Arnold, oh, man, like, you up there, dog. So, congratulations. You are now as famous as you want to be, and you will forever be a victim all your life. Stupid motherfucker.